This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State health officials say the pandemic is likely to worsen in the coming weeks. Statewide positivity rates are near 10%, with some regions as high as 20%. The warning comes as folks prepare for holiday travel and hospitals worry about bed and staffing shortages. Yesterday, state officials activated a key measure to help hospitals reallocate staff. The N95 mask could offer strong protection from wildfire smoke. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
New research from Colorado State University suggests N95s could reduce hospitalizations from wildfire smoke between 22 and 39%. Research scientist Jack Kodrow says it's another layer of protection from unhealthy air during the wildfire season.
The fact that we're having conversations about putting fabric over our mouths because the air we breathe is getting too toxic, I think should be a wake-up call to start looking at our own environment.
As for those more popular cotton, synthetic, or surgical masks, the study says those are too leaky to block small smoke particles. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado veterans and their families can get free rides to their booster shot appointments at VA health clinics in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. Dustin Singer is with the VA.
There's a lot of veterans right now that want to go and get that booster. So we can use this rideshare program to make sure that transportation isn't a barrier.
Snow for the Central Mountains overnight. Lower elevations, mostly clear and windy. This is CPR.